Hey there, good afternoon, and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I am so happy that you're here to spend the next hour with me, and boy, oh boy, we're going to have a lot of fun, absolutely a lot of fun. But if you're a first-time listener, let me tell you a little bit about me. I am an international leader in corporate and personal development. I'm also a speaker, a talk show host, a television personality. I have recently moved into film. I'm very excited. We're going to talk about that a little later. Coach, author, magazine publisher, founder of Nothing But Good News Media. I am also the originator of the Vision Program. I specialize in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I have been doing this for a dozen years. I have thousands and thousands of testimonials. It's one of the reasons I'm on the air doing Nothing But Good News Radio, because I want you to hear the good stuff. And you know what I know? Is in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media, well, that's the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. The principles are based on you, yes, you, the listening audience, living your remarkable life, which is the foundation for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and all the work that gets delivered. I am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the public, through all of the programming to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. Boy, oh boy, isn't that the place that we want to go. So excited, like I said, about today's guest. But before we get to our today's guest, hold on, hold a breath right there. I want to share with you today's G-note. What's a G-note? Well, it's a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. And today's G-note simply says, "Dear friend, the practice of gratitude strengthens our ability to see." Chew on that one a little while, boy. Isn't that the truth? Gratitude is really a gift we give ourselves. Now, I've been sending out about 1,600 consecutive G-notes. So I've been doing this for years. And if you would like a little spot of inspiration, motivation, something to think about every day, just go to my website, candyg.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com. And sign up for G-Notes. And I'll tell you, if you go by and visit, we are currently giving away a download of In the Game with Candy G and Les Brown. Yes, the very dynamic Les Brown, who is a grand friend and mentor, just for stopping by. So go on by, candyg.com. But now, all right, I told you, I'm so excited about today's guest. We're going to have so much fun. And the topic for today's show is creating your, are you listening? Kick butt life. Absolutely. Create your kick butt life. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to welcome my special guest. It is Jerry Lynn, Mama Red Knight, to Nothing But Good News Radio. Now, we all have a gift and we all have a story, and we're all destined for greatness. You are the author of your own life. Choose to believe, live, and love. And what story are you writing? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to welcome Mama Red to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Hey there. How are you?
Hey, girlfriend, now, how fun is this? You and me on the air.
I'm excited. I've been looking forward to this for a month.
You know, and it's funny, you know, it's funny that you're called Mama Red, because do you know what my favorite color is?
Red, no way.
No, you didn't know this?
No, I didn't.
No, I have to tell you, when I speak, I have my closet, it's a rather big closet, one side of it is all red jackets. It's all red. I speak in red. When my husband and I got married over 6 years ago, everyone was asked to dress in white. Dave and I were dressed in
red.
The first dance was a tango. I'm telling you, yes. Tell me what's funny.
It's not my favorite color. I actually don't wear much of it.
Ah.
I chuckle because when people hear it, they automatically associate it with the color red, which I understand. It's actually more about the fact that I am so intensely passionate. I mean, not about everything, but when I get into something, it's like, look out, Nellie, the barn doors are open, and I will just like roll over, you know, vroom, because I'm so full of energy and everything. So it's a lot.
Well, red is, you know, exactly. Red is the color of passion,
yep.
Which is true.
And so that's exactly where that came from, and the name actually came from my former stepdaughter.
Really?
She was, I don't know, 10-ish, 12-ish, somewhere in there. And she wanted something to call me, and her mom was still living, and I wanted to be respectful of that and everything. So I said, well, I'll tell you what, within certain parameters, you can pick out a name, and that's what you can call me. And so she came back with Mama Red. And it was
I love
hers
it.
And I's you know, hers and I's, ooh, what wonderful English. It was just between her and I for quite some time, and then I started teaching Sunday school. And the little ones, I was teaching like 2 and 3 year olds, and they couldn't say Jerry Lynn, and so they, Mama Red or Auntie Red was what they would call me.
That's
and
awesome.
Then I announced it at an event. I was out at a speaking event, and I introduced myself as Mama Red. It was kind of like, I want to see how it looks and how people react, because I hadn't done it in public. And I had people calling me down the halls, Mama, how you doing? And I really liked it, so I decided to create it and make it a part of what I am, because I'm known as the mama who'll kick your butt and love you up in the same moment.
I love it. I love it. All right. So Mama Red, Jerry Lynn Knight, what are today? We are talking about creating your kick butt. Yes, I said it on the air. Kick butt life. Okay. Kick butt life. Come on. Living your life like it's meant to be lived.
Absolutely.
And so.
Well, come on. Let's talk about who has been doing that. I mean, to the listeners out there, you couldn't have picked a better person to serve as an example of a kick butt life. I mean, I just sit in awe of what you've done. I just sit here and kind of go, abba-da, 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 abba-da.
Well, I have to tell you, it's interesting, because I so believe. Oh, do you hear that music? Wow, first commercial segment already. Boy, it's going to be a fast hour. Hey, this is Candy G and Mama Red. We're going to be right back on Nothing But Good News Radio in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
AmeriJet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, AmeriJet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Hey, welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is Candy G with special guest Mama Red Knight. Now, before we get back to our guest, I just want to let you all know that tonight, the Women of the Roundtable, which is without a doubt my favorite networking group, they're beyond a networking group. They're a family. What they do is incredible. But tonight, they are serving up a media cocktail roundtable. And it's the Women of the Roundtable and the Networking Knights of Broward. That means men. Yes, you can come as well. And I will be there along with some other media folks. And we're going to talk about how things like the radio and newspaper and TV can help you do some of the things that you want to do. So that, if you look up thewomenoftheroundtable.com, or if you go to my Facebook page, it's listed on there as well. And also, it will be tonight at 6 o'clock at the Coral Ridge Yacht Club. Come out. We're going to have a lot of fun, and that is going to be a media cocktail roundtable. Sounds like fun to me. So before we went to commercial break, Jerry Lynn, you were telling me, you were talking about, you know, pointing the finger back at me for living a kick butt life. And I will tell you, and I thank you for doing that, because the truth is that I come from very, very, very humble beginnings, and I have figured out how this thing called life works, and how with all of the pieces and bits and parts that go together, and I've learned how to create those things that I want to create in my life, and I continue to create, and I continue to create bigger. So there's some pretty extraordinary things going on. So I thank you for that, by the way. But you've got some pretty good, you know, kick butt things going on your own. And let's talk about why you call it a kick butt life.
It popped out of my mouth one day. I just was like talking to somebody, and I said, you know, well, what if we actually consciously chose to live a kick butt and take names life? And actually, it was the A word. You know, I'll be nice on your radio station, but it was actually the A word.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Absolutely. I do have some, you know, some sense of self. And what I got when I liked it, when I said it, is I like the feeling I got. And I'm a big feeling type person. Things are about how I feel. And I also like the fact that I got a chuckle and I got a question. What is that? And one day I was in an elevator. I was out in California at a seminar or something, you know, and I was in an elevator. It was, what, three floors. And somebody said, you've got a great energy. What do you do? And I said, I help people get out of bed and leave trails of fire as they go down the hallway to get their first cup of coffee. And she says, I want me some of that. And I said, well, I call it a kick butt and take names life. Now, I never heard from the woman again. And it was a great way because really I envisioned, because in a world where we're all doing that, where we're getting out of bed and our feet hit the floor and we're like, oh, heck yeah, you know, my day's starting, not, oh, my God, another day. When we are living that way, we're being, into my way of thinking, in the most amazing contribution to this world possible. And when we talk about wanting peace and joy and love and laughter and caring and, you know, all the really positive things that you espouse on your show, you espouse in your life, and so do I, you can't be at war. You can't be bullying. You can't be doing all these negative, nasty, icky things when you're that happy about getting up and doing what you do.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was, a couple years ago, I did a TV show and I interviewed Marcy Shimoff. And she wrote the book Happy for No Reason.
Absolutely.
And she was talking about how she interviewed 100 people that were happy and asking them how they created happiness. And the interesting thing about the conversation was, is she had a really hard time finding 100 people that were happy. And I found that amazing. I mean, I really, really, really found that amazing. And so what do you think is just one key to happiness?
I think one key to happiness is acceptance. And believe me, I want your listeners to know, I'm not saying I think this is easy. I'm saying I think it's what helps. And every day that I accept whatever comes my way, whether it's the things that we label good or bad or positive or negative, because you know, probably as much as some people, how much I've had going on this year on a personal basis. And it's not always easy, but I will tell you that the more I accept what is, the easier my life gets.
Well, you know, I know this is true. You know, it's interesting. I was just talking to one of my coaching clients who I absolutely love and adore, and I know there are great things in her future. So I hope she's listening to me to hear me say this, because I can see it. There's just greatness living there. And we were talking about this in a very similar conversation, and we were talking about that thing that we do that is self-judging. And so in the judgment, we decide, are things good or bad? Is what's happening to me now, is it good or bad? Have I sabotaged it? Is it a failure or success? And I was talking to her about the fact that, along with accepting, if you can see every single thing as non-judgmental, don't judge it. Rumi, who's a 13th century poet and scholar.
Favorite.
he said that out beyond right and wrong, there's a field. Come join me there.
Absolutely.
And what happens, there's incredible creative power energy that lives in the place of being able to envision what you want, accept what happens today, and to move forward. And so I think that that was a perfect answer. A key to happiness being acceptance. You know, it was interesting. You know that I teach the vision program, and I actually taught one this week, earlier in this week. And one of my students who'd been through vision programs before, she came up to me at the end of the day and she said, "I just want to let you know that I just realized that all I had to do," and this was a few days before she came to class, she goes, "all I had to do to be happy was to just choose to be happy. Mm-hmm. Whatever I have, it's good. Maybe I don't have everything, but whatever I have, it's good." And she goes, and so there was this incredible sense of, wow, I can choose to be happy. And just that moment of saying, wow, I thought that was pretty fascinating. Don't you think?
It is. One of my favorite stories of choosing, and choosing what your story is like, it's one of the reasons I love words. And I came out of a very technical background doing technical writing and explaining technology and teaching documentation systems. So I'm a word person. And I was talking to a young lady, maybe 23 years old, and was talking to her about what she was doing, and she was so jazzed. I mean, just that kind that you want to grab and go, ooh, give me some of that, because she's talking about buying a house. And here she is, 23 years old, ultra jazzed. And I said, boy, there's got to be something behind this. And I asked her, wow, how did the 23-year-old get so jazzed about settling in and buying a house? And her eyes got all melty. And I thought, oh, boy, this is going to be good. She said, because I'm adopting a little girl. And I just, my whole body just went, oh, my God, really? And she said, well, right now I'm fostering her, but I'm going to adopt her. She's going to be my little girl. And I turned to her, and I said, wow, what an amazing passion for such a young lady. What's driving that? And she got this, her eyes welled up with tears, and she started to cry, and she said, I was so horribly abused as a child by both my grandparents and my mother, that I want to make sure that no child ever has to go through that again. And I looked at her and I said, thank God your grandparents and your mother did that. And you could see the look on her of shock on her face. And I said, look, listen to me and listen to me carefully. I would never say that about what happened to you. It's egregious. It's horrible. It makes me cry inside. It makes me cry outside. But what I know is that because of that, you're taking this step, and that little girl wins.
And I would take it a step further and say, not that that little girl wins, but they both win.
Oh, absolutely. And I loved it because she looked at me, because the first look was kind of, you know, how dare you say that? And it's one of these things, I pop out with stuff like that and then go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I said it. But I said it, and she turned to me, and the look of awe on her face was, oh, my God, you're so right. And later on, she came back to me. It was an event I was attending, you know, just like her. She came up to me, and she gave me this huge hug, and she had tears streaming down her face, and she said, you just changed my life. And when I talk about rewriting people's stories, that's what I mean. It doesn't mean it didn't happen. It doesn't mean it was right. You know, it doesn't mean it's even frickin' fair. But, you know, when you look at what came out of it, and I have lots of those in my own life, but that was the one that touched me the most. And when I talk about some of the things I do that are based on what I call adding to the universal bank of kindness, one of them is my new Teens Transforming Towns program. And that one, I'll tell you what, people in the grocery store aren't safe. You know.
So no wait. I want to know exactly what you mean by that. What does that mean? People in the grocery store aren't safe.
Because I am telling everybody about it. I'm asking everybody for help. There is no stopping me, and I'm not a particularly shy person, but I've never found it easy to ask for help because, you know, I was supposed to be strong, and you know, strong people don't need help, right?
All right. So what is this program? Teens Transforming Towns.
I appreciate
Segway.
That. Segway is right. Teens Transforming Towns started out as what I call a spirit gift, where I was sitting at my desk one day, and I just kind of got this message in my head that said, I want you to start a program for teens based on kindness. Actually, it was for kids in general. And I want you to create a new kind of fundraiser that the world can really get behind. And my initial thought was, holy Christ, that's awfully big, you know. And so I kind of didn't do anything with it because that was a little scary. you know, new fundraisers as the world can get behind, egads. Then I talked to a high school principal last summer. So it started out as a fundraiser, and what it was going to be around, sorry, I skipped ahead, what it was going to be around was the teens would gather stories of kindness from the community. They would then assemble those into a product, like a book, an e-book, a podcast, an audio book, you know, something, a website, any kind of thing that they could charge for, and they would then sell that instead of pizza and popcorn and chocolates and things like that. They would sell the book back to the community, and then they would have a fundraiser.
Love it.
So it started out as that.
Now hold that thought.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that music? You know what that means?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
You're a quick study, Mama Red. We are up on another commercial break. Hey, listen, if you have any questions for me or Mama Red, send them to me on Facebook or CandyG@CandyG.com, and I'll throw out a number after the break. You're listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. Don't go anywhere, because this is just a whole lot of fun.
AmeriJet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipment online and receive an instant discount. AmeriJet website provides free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website amerijet.com.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy, Candy G. You've made us all proud.
Candy G.
Hey, welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, with special guest, Mama Red, Jerry Lynn Knight, talking about how you can create your own kick butt life. Yes, I said it, kick butt. Now, before we get back to Jerry Lynn, and she's got great stuff to share with us, I want to share with you some events that are coming up, and these are events that I would really want you to think about really attending. One of the reasons is the person who puts on these events, her name is Elvira Almanqua. She is the most extraordinary woman when it comes to putting things together that's going to make a difference for you. And she's got two events coming up. One is on Saturday, October 16th, and another one is Saturday, November 13th. And they're one-day events, and the first one is called Sensual and Smart, and the next one is called Wealthy and Wise. And so the first one, Sensual and Smart, talks about the power of a sensual woman, a way to inner peace and balance, a creative force of living your life as a masterpiece in the making, and the colorful expression of yourself on canvas. Wealthy and Wise, November 13th, is the alchemy of a vision, the creation of your own personal vision card, the pathway to powerful living, the secret of financial prowess, and the proven no fear, colorful accounting system for today's busy woman. I mean, this really does encompass the total woman. And what you can do is you can go to totalwoman.us. That is the website, or you can contact me, Candy G at CandyG.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G at CandyG.com. Elvira puts together amazing, amazing events. And so not only do I support them, I promise you I will be speaking on November 13th, and we'll talk more about that. But don't miss Sensual and Smart. I don't know, maybe I should be speaking there too. Sensual and Smart, I like to think I belong in that category somewhere.
I think, girl. I don't think an I don't even think there's an I think. There's an I know.
You know, I will tell you, this woman, you know, Jerry Lynn, this woman Elvira is really amazing. She's a one of a kind that I have met in as far as promotions and bringing folks together. And she has the heart and intention. I love letting folks know about her events. So just to let you know, I thought I'd throw that way. The next event you want to put together, you might want to contact Elvira to help you out. But meanwhile, we've got two great events that she is putting on. So I encourage you to show up for those. All right. Now back to Teens Transforming Towns.
So I get this download, the spirit gift of this idea, and it freaks me out because, like all good spirit gifts, it's big and it's bodacious and it's huge and it's oh my goodness. And last year, a whole sequence of events came about that I ended up in front of a local Chicago-based high school principal. 30 minutes later, she said, "I'm in." I was stunned to the core. I had given her just kind of a high level. I didn't have a thing in writing. And, you know, all the stuff I've thought for all these years had to be done, you know, sales pages and all this kind of stuff. I didn't have a thing. I had 30 minutes, her and me, in a room. And she was on board. She was like, "But I don't want it as a fundraiser. I want it as a character builder." She goes, "If we make fun, great, but, you know, I'd like it as a character builder because what we have isn't working, da-da-da-da-da-da-da." So I go floating out to the car on cloud nine. Oh, my gosh, this is, wow, how cool is this? I get in the car, turn on the thing, and go, oh, my gosh. I have no money, no time, or no money, no materials, no nothing. I have no idea how we're going to start this, but I'll figure it out. So that, you know, we went into the summer kind of thing. Some things happened, and my health took a nosedive, and so it kind of ended up being a good thing that it didn't go, but I was really sad because I thought this was going to be great. Well, then I got wind of a competition this spring that I thought, wow, this would be a way to bring attention to it. I frankly intended to win the competition just because I'm competitive like that. And it was more about the fact that I want to get this program in the schools. And what this program can be is humongous. So then I'm talking to another guy who loves teens and what they bring to the world. And he says, "You know, you've got a wonderful socially conscious business model there. Why not get the teens involved in running this as a business?" So now if you go to teenstransformingtowns.com, you will see that there are three separate descriptions of exactly what this one program is. It is a fundraiser, it is a character builder, and it's a socially conscious business model, but the vision for it is that the teens will actually run the program and there will be an adult advisory committee that, you know, brings in leadership skills, things like that. And every time I talk to somebody about this, they go, "Well, you could do," somebody says, "Well, you could, you know, have leadership training by this one, or what if this and what if that?" But the essence of it is I see that these teens have an amazing number of gifts to bring to the world. And if they are given a chance, many of them, not all, it's never an all, but many of them will step up to the plate and say, "I want to be part of something bigger. And I want to create a school environment that isn't janky and isn't stupid and isn't full of bullying. You know, I want to see something better for my world." And that's what the program is about, whereas some programs like If You Only Knew Me and Challenge Day are a much more direct, if you will, program in that aspect. I see this as a partner to that kind of program in which maybe they've done that for their one day or 2 days, and then we spend the rest of the year leveraging what they learned and bringing that to the table, because to develop a product on kindness, what do you got to do?
I'm listening.
You got to focus on kindness, right?
Right.
Well, to get a story about kindness and put it in the book so you can get your name published, because, you know, maybe you're competitive like that, you got to focus on kindness. And in that exact moment that you're focusing on kindness or looking for an act of kindness in your family, in your community, in the world, in the newspaper, in your school, you're not bullying and adding to that energy. You're not being hateful. You're not going on Facebook and, you know, belittling somebody. You're looking for kindness, and the two cannot exist in the same moment. And for that moment, I believe the kindness ripples around the world at the speed of light, and it adds to the universal bank of kindness in that instant.
You know, I believe, not only do I believe that, I know that piece is true, is that every time we step out in kindness or peace and integrity and truth and honor, we raise the consciousness of the entire planet. And it's not just pretty conversation, it's the truth. There's a lot of hard and fast scientific evidence, and I love that whole scientific piece. I think it was a mad scientist in my past life, but I love... I really do. I do. I love this piece, and I do. I study this stuff a lot, and I love the mix of science and religion together.
Amen.
I do. I love the whole, you know, spiritual piece. That's the place that I come from first in my life. But I also love the evidence that just kind of says, hey, not only is this great, is this a great conversation and a concept, but here's the evidence behind it to prove it.
Exactly.
So I think, yeah, I think that piece is a pretty amazing. So you're right. When we do those things, we do raise the consciousness of the entire planet. And I know that kind of how new agey that sounds, but what it says is we just make a place for things to be better for all of us.
And it's so true. I mean, it's so true. Mm-hmm. Am I hearing music? I can't tell.
No.
Okay.
The next music we're going to hear is at 3:38. So I'm just going to let you know. Those music things are timed. So.
Well, and the thing about the program as I see it, and what gets me so jazzed, and I can be as tired as I'll get out, dragging, you know, arms down on the floor and get talking about this, and I'm like, woohoo! Because I envision, for example, kids who are typing the stories could get credit for their keyboarding classes, even if it's extra credit. Kids that, you know, maybe they do edits so that the language is a little easier to read, so they get credit in their English classes. I envision the cover being created by the teens. I've already got designed a competition so that the kids who love to do artwork, draw, that kind of stuff, would submit their thing, if they want to, submit their idea for a book cover and illustrations and stuff for a product, to a competition, and the teens of the school would be the ones that would vote on it, and it would be all, you know, the teens. And then we talked about it with this one person, and I got thinking, she goes, well, you know, this would make a great Christmas present, because we were talking about, like, a printed book. And I said, you're right, it'd make a great Christmas present. So we were backtracking to get dates and saying, okay, well, we'd have to have it ready here, blah, blah, blah. Well, I was brainstorming with the young lady who brought me in to talk to the principal, and she happens to be my oldest son's girlfriend. Lovely, amazing teacher. And we're brainstorming and having lunch and, you know, doing the girl thing. And I said, well, you know what I don't like about this is it's kind of like the program stops the 1st of December, and I want this to be a year-long thing. So we brainstormed a bit, and we decided that wouldn't it be cool to have, like, spring extravaganza, where people who love to dance could dance, where people who love to do music and compose could bring in music, where there might even be a kindness mantra, you know, that was brought in, that all this kind of stuff could be there, and that people who love the digital arts could put together, you know, the behind-the-scenes materials, and it would involve every skill. Right now, I have a mind map that I have some form of activity for almost everything I have found in a school. And I was struggling a little bit to find one for science. It just wasn't coming until I attended a meeting and they talked about the science of positivity. And the ratio of positive of 3-to-1 minimum positive to negative in order to sway things to the positive. And I said, there's my science project. So I envision this being something that every student in the school can have a role if they want it. And I want to let the teachers that listen, or those who love teachers, this is not going to be run by the teachers. This is going to be run by my team. Because I know the teachers are already swamped with so many things and so many after-school activities. So I want to build this so that if you want to be involved as a teacher, you can, but you don't have to take on another task.
Well, it sounds exciting. It sounds like a major league exciting project to be involved in. And we here at Nothing But Good News Radio, we will do whatever we can do to help you bring this to life. Because, you know, the truth is, you know what? There's a place where I'm not going to say that we've forgotten how to teach our kids values, but there's just a place where we're so busy chasing stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think as many parents have so busy teaching kids how to chase stuff that it's about, let's go back to just simple values. What's important?
Exactly.
It sounds kind of simplistic.
Mm-hmm. When I was talking to Steph about this the other day, she says, you know, Jer, they've got a program in the school that they bought, you know, whatever. And she said, but they just think it's jakey. They think it's silly. They think there's bigger issues out there. So here's teens coming to her insane. We want to do something bigger. We want to do something better. We want to be more involved. We hear about things like, you know, Katrina and what's going on over here and there, and we want to be involved. We want to do something bigger. What can we do? And so she and I are working on even a starting point for these wonderfully creative, talented kids that want to do something more substantial. Is that a word that would be a good one? A substantial.
Yeah, I think substantial is a good word.
And, you know, I don't want to diss anybody else's program, but personally speaking, as the parent who used to get the, you know, kid that came home from school and go, okay, Mom, we're going to sell stuff, and it's to get our band uniforms. And I'd look at the stuff and think, oh, man, I really don't need any of that, but I wanted to support him, and I wanted to support his school. So I would buy, and that would be like client gifts or something. But I thought, in my way of thinking, how much cooler would it be to purchase something like a book of local kindness stories that were there in the community where you could even see your kid's name in print?
You know what's interesting? One of the things that I think about when I hear you say this is when Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield went to get Chicken Soup for the Soul, which was a collection of, you know, feely, touchy-feely stories published, they went to 35 different publishers, and everybody said no. And it wasn't until they got to 36, which was a small publishing house, they said, we really like this, and we're gonna publish this. And it's something like 75 million books later and all the series and things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people said they're not going to buy that touchy-feely stuff, but the truth is, at the end of the day, it's a place where I think it's things that people want more than not. So, hey, listen, hold on. Hold on, Mama Red. We're going to take another commercial break, and we're going to come right back to hear some more really good kick-butt stuff.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all cargo flights and provides services to all Caribbean island and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Hey, welcome back. This is Candy G and Nothing But Good News Radio with special guest Mama Red, Jerry Lynn Knight. You know, Jerry Lynn, we talk about, living a kick butt life. And, you know, we're going to let folks know how to find you so that if anybody wants to participate in your Teens Transforming Towns program, which sounds amazing. But what I'd like to do is I'd like to give some folks the folks that are listening today, sitting back going, yeah, this sounds good, but, you know, how do I make this happen for me? So what are some things that you would suggest for folks out there that are listening that really want to live?
Well, first of all, in my opinion, you know, and this is the mm-hmm. world according to Mama, first of all, you got to decide what it looks like for you. What is your version of a kick butt life? And when I go out and I train or when I do coaching, the first place I start is right there. And one of the easiest ways I have found to figure it out, because there are so many possibilities, you know, that you could have. I mean, gosh, they're just everywhere. But what I find is with a lot of people don't even know where to start. It's like, yeah, well, that's all well and good for you. You don't know what my life's like, been like, but what I can suggest is to do this exercise. Take a piece of paper, and on that, write down everything, and I mean to the gnat's whisker, that you think could make you happy, or would make you feel passionate, or that you would love to do, or that just raises your energy. Because I have found people that the word passion kind of makes them scared, you know, so that's okay. You pick the word that most suits you, and it's you're looking for those things that you want to do that raise your energy. Because when your energy is raised, so is everybody else's. So you make this list and you write it down. And let's say, if you'll play a game with me for a minute, Candy, and help me out here. Let's say that on your list is travel the world, find the perfect mate, create a business that is sustainable, and be a better parent.
Okay.
Is that a decent list? You know,
that's a pretty decent list.
I recommend people come up with at least 10. It makes this process a little more clear, but you do the very best you can, or you give me a call and we'll do it together. So now I would say to you, Candy, if you were living your perfect life, one filled with joy and juice and passion and love and, you know, what you envision for you, which would you rather do? Find your perfect mate, or be a better parent? And you would give me your answer.
Okay, are you looking for an answer here?
If you want to, if not.
Well, you know what? I'm so extraordinarily blessed because I have the perfect mate. And no, I have him.
No, I have him. It's mine.
No, I have him. And
but what you do is, you know, I mean, since anything.
I know. I hear what you're saying. It's like, where does this fit in the scheme of things, and where do you want to place it? Right. I hear you. And
so
those just happen
to do is get your top priorities, because what so many of us are doing right now. And when you sit down to do this, it's amazing what you find. I just love it when this happens with people. But when you sit down to do this, just this simple step, it can make all the difference. But what you do is you take the one, let's say, you know, we'll just pretend for a minute if you don't mind. Let's say that you had answered my perfect mate. And then I said, okay, well, if you could have your perfect mate or you could start a business, which would you choose? And let's say you chose perfect mate.
Right.
And then your next one was, if I could do, perfect mate. And that's what happens is you bubble to the top, the number one priority for you. And that's how you know which thing you need to be working on. When it comes to a choice point in your life, you go, is that taking me toward that one or away? When you do that, I have had people that said, I should write a book. And when I hear that should word, that's my cue to say, let's talk. Maybe we can do some coaching together and help you get out of that, because shoulds just destroy you. So I did this with one girl, and she swore she needed to write a book. And, man, she was, she was beating the heck out of herself over this book thing, you know. We did the series of exercises and a little bit of coaching, and 3 hours later, she said, oh, my gosh, I don't want to write a book. I don't care. But what she did want is a closer walk with God, and she wanted to minister to the people down in some of the nastiest parts of Chicago. She didn't want to write a book, and for her to go write a book would have been an extraordinary waste of the gift that she has. And I had another woman who had been told, you ought to start a business and compete with XYZ person, and she kept kind of thinking, I don't really want to. I did this work with her. She turned around and said, I want to write a book with my partner. Once we got clear, we could direct her actions, because the first thing is to find out what you want. The next thing is to figure out what would it look like for you. I mean, the perfect mate for you may not be my perfect mate, or the perfect business, or the perfect parenting, whatever it is. But you can't start and work on it until you do that. So that's a very simple one that you can do. The other one is to take a piece of paper, divide it in half. On the left side, write down all the things that you want. I want a new car. I want to drive a Maserati. I want to live in, you know, Belize. You know, whatever it is. And it can be simple. I have one lady. She wanted to knit baby booties for babies in intensive care. How amazing. But she says, well, Jer, that's, you know, that's awfully small compared to what you're doing. And I said, honey, it doesn't matter. But she wrote this list, and the things that she was doing now weren't the things she wanted to do, but over on the right-hand side was this whole list of things were keeping her busy. So on the left side, write down what you want. On the right side, write down what you have. And then you can look and say, wow, look at this. I've got a 9-to-5 job when what I value is my freedom and the ability to work at midnight. Then you can start taking the steps to make sure that those two lists line up, because that's when you live a kick-butt life, is when what you want and what raises your energy, what makes your heart go pitter-patter, what gets you out of bed even though you think it's a crappy gray day and you don't want to get out of bed. It's because you know you get to do what. Because that one thing that may be the simplest thing for you is the thing you came here to bring to the world. It is your gift. And for a while on my business cards, I had that I was the gift coach. Because what I look for is the gift that each person brings to this world. And then I want to help them live that gift. Because without each person bringing their gift, our puzzle is incomplete. Our tapestry has a hole in it. And I am queen, or was, erase. I was the queen of denigrating what I do easily, thinking that, well, anybody can do it. And I'm here to say to your listeners, the thing that is easiest for you that also brings you joy is highly likely the most amazing gift that you came here to give to the world.
All righty. Hold that thought. 2 more minutes. We got 1 segment to go. Nothing But Good News Radio. Candy G and Mama Red will be right back.
Help shipping. A Merchant website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with Amerijet is fast and easy. Schedule all caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Hey, welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is Candy G, and did I not tell you this was going to be the fastest hour? You know, Mama Red, I know what you say is the truth, and that it is about uncovering what it is that you really want to do, what you can connect to in a very passionate way. That feeling component is so important. And when you connect with something, the more you sit back and say, I don't know how this is going to happen, why would it happen to me, I don't know how it's going to get done, nobody will ever listen or buy or whatever you want, that is where that is where you completely stop the creative process. So, you know, one of the things that I want to do right now, just real quick, I want to divert for a second, and I want to do a shout out to somebody very special who I know is listening to the radio show today. And my niece, Crystal, is listening to the radio show, and I just want to say, Crystal, I love you, and I'm so glad that you're out there listening. I so appreciate you for being there, sweetheart. So I just want you to know, love you, and glad you're out there.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. There we go. Everybody, hi, Crystal. So, you know, but here's what I know to be true is that find that thing that is so important to you and that you can connect with it and then believe in it. Just believe in it and stay focused on those things that you believe in. And I promise you, things that will show up for you will seem like magic and miracles. Now, I've got some amazing things showing up in my own life that are absolute dreams come true. I'm not going to talk about it right now.
Oh, come on. That's so not fair. You are so mean.
No, I'm not mean. I'm just keeping it close to the vest because it's so extraordinary and it's so huge, but it is just another thing that says that I know that when you can focus on what you want, when you can focus on it, absolutely focus on it, and when you can build belief in yourself, there's extraordinary things that can happen. Now,
amen.
You know what I'd like to do is I'd like to throw out an exercise for those folks that don't believe in themselves and don't see the good stuff in them. I have an exercise that I double dare you to do. What I'd like you to do is I would like you to email all of your friends, and I want you to tell them that you're working with a personal coach, and your coach has said that what she wants you to do is get everyone in your sphere of influence to tell you what it is about you that they love until you get a list of 100. Do you hear what I'm telling you? What I want you to do until you get a list of 100 and just say, look, just tell me, I know this is kind of hard, but tell me what you like or love about me. Tell me the good stuff about me, okay? And it's kind of a hard thing to do, but once you do it, I promise you, you get that list of 100. You will have that list of 100 to go back to over and over and over again. And it builds powerful belief in you, because at the end of the day, when you want to build belief in what you want to do, it's not about the thing. The belief is always about you. It is always about you.
And I would have another suggestion to those, because one of the things I run into is I have a big personality, just like you. And I have people that will say, oh, wow, you know, I couldn't do what you do or whatever. And you know what? You don't have to. It's part of what I did in my life is I thought I needed to be somebody else, and I became a lot happier person going back all the way to the beginning. I became a lot happier when I accepted that this is who I am and what I bring, not what Candy does or Mary does
right.
or Don does or anybody else.
Right.
And the other big factor that I find to be huge goes right along with the G note, and that is an attitude of gratitude.
Well, you know, the gratitude piece is so important.
It is vital. And several years ago, I was given an exercise that I thought was so pud and so stupid. And I actually have it written up on both Facebook and my website because it was so funny for me. I was working with a coach.
All right, now I'm gonna let you share this exercise.
Oh, okay.
But before we do this, I have somebody else I have to say hello to. It sounds like all of my young nieces that I love and adore are listening to the show today, and they're sending me chats. And so what I'd like to say is I'd like to say a big hi to Nikki for listening, and a big I love you, and I am so glad that you're listening to Nothing But Good News Radio today. I'm so happy that you girls are out there listening, getting good stuff that you're filling up your brain with, and you can learn how to do good stuff in your life. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you both for listening. So that's a big hi to Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. I'm glad you're listening.
It's awesome, huh?
It is. So, it just does my heart so much good when I hear about that, and I'm so glad that they're listening, too. And
I will tell you, we get lots of chats on Facebook while we're talking, a whole lot of comments here, just so that you know. But for me, what caught my attention was these sweet young ladies that are listening.
I am so glad.
All right, so tell us your exercise.
Here's a simple exercise. It's not so simple. It's good. It's not always simple. For 1 week, when anybody says anything remotely like a compliment, a kindness, a generous time, maybe they say you have a beautiful dress, or you have pretty eyes, or I like your tattoos, or what pretty polish, whatever it is, you can say two words, and that's it.
I know what those two words are.
Uh-huh, and they would be?
Thank you.
Exactly, because one of the
accept,
things,
accept,
exactly.
accept. Yes.
Exactly. Because if you're, and I've had people that have tried this, and they have had the same experience I did when I was first given this exercise by my very first mentor. Mm-hmm. I thought she was full of beans. I mean, I was like, oh, this is just flippin' stupid. You know, blah, blah, blah. Thank you. My mom taught me to say thank you a long time ago. I mean, I am here to tell you I can do thank you. And she looked at me and she said, Jerry Lynn, because Mama Red wasn't around yet. She said, Jerry Lynn, you know, I know you to be a really, really kind person. And she said, but do you realize that when you tell somebody, oh, this old thing, this old dress, no, they're not, you're basically saying they're stupid. She said, I want you to practice for 1 week simply saying thank you. And I'll tell you what, unless you have done a lot of work on stuff, you know, where you've looked at yourself, you will be amazed at how easy it is to forget those two words. And what I will tell you from my own personal experience, because I was a negative Nelly. I could tell you the dark side, the downside, the black side of anything.
You know, and I don't want to hear that, but listen, I got to tell you something. We got 60 seconds till we get off the air, and I want folks to be able to find you.
But the reason I say that is because I chose to turn myself around, and so can
I. See, it's a choice. It's a choice. What you said, it's absolutely a choice.
And please feel free to write me at Mama Red Speaks, MamaRedSpeaks.com, at gmail.com, blah, blah, blah. TeensTransformingTowns.com is where you'll find more about the teen program. And I'm on Facebook as Mama Red, M-A-M-A-R-E-D. Love to hear from you. And there is also a Teens Transforming Towns on Facebook. It's a Facebook page.
Awesome. Awesome. Hear the music. That's the end of the show. Mama Red, I told you, fastest hour ever. Hey, listen to all those folks that are sending me questions and chats and thumbs up. I just love you all for listening. Mama Red, thank you for being here. And you know what? It is a happiness. All of this good stuff, it is our choice. You're listening to Candy G. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. Do not miss Monday's show. Are you ready for this? Somebody's interviewing me. Ha ha. You want to be here. And next Thursday, I am interviewing Dee Wallace. Yes, the mama from the movie E.T., Dee Wallace, will be here with me. Jerry Lynn, thank you. This has been Nothing But Good News Radio. Now get on out there, and you know what I want you to do? Live life like you mean it. Bye for now.